This recording, Guangxi 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Pillay was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Tulare, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dutch Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checking herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a pale yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picking her up his kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made him feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the each goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanity mess. The goose owner, Molly Harrison, kept calling. Common, Common, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Common was strong and huge, so it would take some force to check her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her paw, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered it. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, I would like to introduce my hometown to you. My hometown, named Yong County, which is located in the middle of Guangxi, China. Yong County is the biggest place about producing shaddock. Besides, there is a famous lough in Yong County called Zhenwuge. It's one of the famous loughs in the south of China. Next to Zhenwuge, a royal garden stands on the ground. Do you know Yang Yuhuan, who was the most beautiful woman in Tang Dynasty? This royal garden is used to remember her. Of course, my middle school is also very beautiful, just like a flower garden. People here are friendly and they all speak Cantonese. Do you want to have a trip in China? Welcome to Yong County.
空地論語學義第一第一學義是佛之不亦月烏有病自遠方來不亦樂烏人不知而不溫不亦根地烏
为政第二。第一，西方壁一言起备之曰非无非。第有问号，第一今之后者是为能养，至于冤骂皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？第一是己所喜，君己所忧，察己所安，人焉福哉，人焉福哉。 That's all. Thank you.